From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. Today, we have a talk by Mrs. Sundaravalli Suresh, a very qualified academic with a gold medal in MA English and a postgraduate diploma in guidance and counseling. She's a retired professor in English. Some of her accomplishments include Outstanding Woman Social Worker by Rotary Club in 1997, the title of Madhu Shri by the Tamil Nadu State Brahmin Association. Also, she was the only woman selected by the Tamil Nadu government as an official counselor for prisoners for 20 prisons for a period of 3 years in the year 2003. She was also in the District Advisory Board for Crime Against Women in the state of Tamil Nadu. Currently, she along with her husband is settled in Prashanti Nilayam, serving in the ashram in various capacities from the early 2000s. She also gives regular talks on Bhagwan's teachings in the Satsang Hall here in Prashanti Nilayam. The topic for today's talk is The Secret of Happiness, and it was delivered on the 6th of April, 2016. Stay tuned, dear listeners. Interspersed and after the talk, we have some lovely bhajans from the album series Nada Brahmam, produced by the Sri Satya Sai Media Division. And at 3:30 p.m, we have the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari. And with that, over to Mrs. Sundaravalli Suresh.
I offer my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. Respected elders, brothers and sisters of Sai family, Sai Ram to all of you. As you all know, the topic for today, that is the secret of happiness in our life. There was a king. He was told by someone, if he sees 2 crores in the morning together, that would bring joy to him for that day. He believed in it. All the attendants knew about that. One day, the gardener in the palace, he finds 2 crores sitting on a branch of a tree. So happily, he wanted to pass on this news to his king. He comes running towards king's chamber. He could convey the message also. The king did not want to see anyone before he sees the 2 crores. He comes out. He rushes towards the garden. By the time he reached the garden, it so happened that one of the crows, it has flown away. The moment when he opened his eyes in order to see with all hopes a pair of crows, he could see only one raven sitting there. He got wild with the servant, the gardener. He started thrashing him like anything, pouring out all his anger. This poor fellow, he did not know what to do. He started weeping by telling in a low tone, "Oh, Raja, oh, King, what have I reaped by seeing these 2 crores? This morning, as soon as I got up, I saw these 2 crores. If it is true, then I should not be in this situation, being thrashed by you." But then the king understood, we should not have faith in the statements given by any Tom, Dick and Harry. We have to look into the scriptures, whatever may be the religion that we follow. If you are a Muslim, then you have to follow Quran, what is said there. If you are a Hindu, Bhagavad Gita is there, Upanishad is there, and Shastras are there, Itihasas are there. So many holy scriptures are there. They are authentic. If you are a Parsi, you can look into your holy scripture. If you are a Sikh, they have got Guru Granth Sahib. They have got it. Like that, then the Bible for the Christians. Everyone, they have got it. They keep it in the temple. What Bhagwan says is, the preachers also, they read it, they preach it. Those who read and those who preach, they are not practicing. That is my agony, Bhagavan says. Even if you are going to follow one statement by understanding it clearly, then you will know the secret of peace and happiness in life. The bliss, how to get bliss in life is said in our Upanishads. So many ways. Bhagavan used to say, where there is faith, there is peace. Where there is peace, there is truth. Where there is truth, there is God. Where there is God, there is bliss. So the foundation is faith. We must have faith in God. Bhagavan says, there was a professor in Banaras University. He was a pious man. He used to spend 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening for worship of God. Other professors, his colleagues, they started making fun of him by saying that how foolish and silly you are. You are wasting your precious time of your life, 20 minutes per day, spending time in the morning and evening. There is no such thing as God on earth. Then immediately, this professor, who had strong faith in God, who had realized it also out of his own experience, he softly tells them, okay, if there is no God, then I am wasting, I might have wasted only 20 minutes per day in my life. If there is God, you would have wasted total of your life. Bhagavan says like that. Always he says, if somebody comes and tells you that there is no God, you keep your faith with you, I'll keep my faith in me, with me. Don't interfere with my own faith. You say like that, Bhagavan says. The very thought of God itself will give you happiness. Whenever you come here to Prashanti Nilayam, you can bring anything and pour out whatever. Always we never bring any happiness here. Our mind will be filled with worries or sorrows or anxiety regarding our future or our own people. Whatever it may be, with peace of mind we won't come. But when we go, we get it. I will give you, even if you are going to come to me 1,000 times, instead of coming to him, we can make him also come towards us. By making our heart pure, for that also Bhagavan gives us so many suggestions, we can follow one of them. Bhagavan says, there is a woman, rustic. She is from a village, illiterate woman, old woman. She is journeying, she is taking up a travel by a train. Along with her, one more passenger was there. Seated by her side, he was a young lad, youth, fashionably dressed, and he was seated by her side, and he was looking at her as though she was very inferior to him. The train passes through a holy river. Immediately this old lady, she started worshipping towards God, and then she throws off one or two coins, maybe 1 or 2 rupees. Then he started laughing at her folly by saying her, what is it that you are doing? Our nation, our country will never get developed when such people are there. Already our country is poor, so many poor people are there, and now you are wasting your time by throwing money into the river. She is illiterate, but the way in which she answered, let us know, she gives a message. She tells that young boy, she keeps quiet at that time. After 5 minutes, he started smoking. Then slowly, she tells her, it is true, you said that I have wasted some money, but you do not know about me. Only once, rarely I get a chance to go out. Come, take up a travel. I am poor also. But I know by worshipping, we gain inner strength. Because my mother taught me. From my childhood I have been practicing. Daily I used to worship. And today I was traveling. So I took this river to be goddess. It is true. So many are getting benefited by it. And I know that it is one of the Panchabhutas. It is definitely superior to all of us. So I wanted to worship. And I offered her something which I could. Because it is once in my lifetime only I will get this chance. Often I won't do. But whereas you said that I have wasted my money. How much you are wasting? You are burning into charcoal. You are currencies by smoking. Not only that, you are losing the money. But you are gaining something. Whereas I gain strength, you gain some disease of respiratory organs. This is the way in which you live and you have come forward in order to give suggestion to others by thinking that everyone is inferior to you. Whatever we do, we have to think well and then do. Bhagwan says an interesting episode. There was Narada comes down to earth and he sees a cobbler. One cobbler was sitting near a tree and he was doing his job. He did not notice Narada. He goes away. He meets a pandit. He was imparting lessons to his disciples. And Narada, by seeing Narada, "Oh Devarishi, you have come here. Really, it will bring fortune to me." And then he did namaskar to him. And then he asked him, "Will you please do me one favor?" "Why not?" he asked him. Then the pandit says, "I have got only one aim in my life, goal in my life, that is to reach God. When will I get salvation? When will I get released from the cycle of birth and death? When will I get moksha, liberation?" he asked. Then Narada said, "Yes, I will ask my Lord and then I'll come back and give you the answer," he says. He goes away. Again he meets this cobbler. The cobbler meets him. The cobbler is extremely happy by seeing Narada. "Swami, will you please find out an answer for my question?" He asks, "What is the question that you can have? How long you have been working here?" he asks him. "For 25 years. Have you been to a school?" "Never." "Have you read any scripture?" "Never." "Have you heard of people telling about scriptures?" "No, I don't know anything of that sort." "Then what is the doubt that you have got which I can clear you?" he asks. "I don't want to be born again. Life is full of misery. I know one thing. You are close to the Lord. Will you please find out that when will I get that moksha?" Then he looked down upon that man by thinking that you don't know anything, what is true also, and you are not practicing anything, neither knowledge nor experience or practice, and you want to get liberated. Is it possible you might have wasted your life all these years without even listening to the stories of Bhagwan, the Lord? What do you know?" He thought like that. He went to Lord Narayana. Then he asked him the question asked by the pandit first. Immediately, to his great surprise, Lord Narayana says, "Oh, that pandit, the number of births that he has to take, it cannot be counted. It is more than the number of leaves in a tamarind tree. Even one a branch will have hundreds of leaves. So many lives. I thought that he is leading a pure life. Because he worships you, as far as my knowledge is concerned, and he has read all the scriptures, and he is imparting the knowledge that he has acquired. That is the way in which he lives. What is the sin that he has committed? I do not know. The past sin, it might have been accumulated. We do not know about it. Then how can I go and tell him, give this answer? And one more man also has asked me the same question. That is the cobbler. Then Bhagwan came to his rescue by telling him, whoever it may be, to both of them you go and tell them the same answer. Which answer? He asks. They will definitely get liberated the moment when I insert an elephant through the hole of a needle. Narada was puzzled. He could not understand. He came and word by word, the same statement he declared. He told the pandit. He comes directly to the pandit, and then when the pandit asks him, did you ask the Lord? Yes, I did ask. Did he answer? Yes, he gave an answer. Please let me know. Then he tells this. He got confused. What is it? The Lord, the creator, as though he has got no time to do a good job. What is this work? Taking a needle and through that hole, and he is inserting. Is it possible? Is there any logic in it? Is it sensible sentence that he has given? What is this? All sorts of doubts he had in his mind regarding the function of the creator. Because his mind was full of ego that I can understand the ways of God. I'm not able to understand. Will you please tell me what is the meaning? What have you understood? No. I also don't understand this. Don't ask me, he says. And then Narada leaves the place. He brushes aside this by thinking that there is no sense in it. When he comes and conveys the same thing in the same manner to this cobbler, he started jumping with joy. He danced with extreme joy. How could it be? Then Narada himself was so surprised, and then he came near him and then asked him, have you understood this? Sir, I know fully well that I can never understand our Creator. He is far superior to me. And I know fully well that I don't know anything. One thing that I understood from that statement is, after some job that he says, how much time he needs in order to do jobs? Why should I question him whether he will do it or not? Why should he do it or not? I have got no qualification to ask those things because I cannot comprehend the ways of God. But one thing that I could understand was, at the end he said that I will get it. So there is liberation for me. That made me feel overjoyed. So I feel extremely happy, he says. That much innocence we must have in order to believe the words of God. Arjuna, when he was with Lord Krishna, once in order to test to what extent he had faith in him, Lord Krishna was enacting a drama. Arjuna, you see, there is one white dove that is flying in the sky. It was a crow, actually. By looking at it, his eyes say that it is a crow. But he said, yes, Krishna, it is pure white dove. Then again, see properly, it is an eagle. Yes, Krishna, it is a big eagle. Again, it is a crow. See well, keep wide open your eyes. Yes, Krishna, it is only a black crow. Don't you have any sense? Have I not given you intellect? Don't you have any discrimination power? Are you not able to find out that this is different? It is not one of all these. Yes, I could see. Then why did you say yes, yes, yes? One thing I know about you, Krishna. What all you say is truth. Whatever you say, I may or may not understand it. To that extent, I have understood. And if I follow what you tell me, definitely that is the best thing in my life. That I have understood. That much wisdom he had, that was one of the reasons for which he chose Arjuna in order to preach the Bhagavad Gita. Somebody asked him this question. Even Arjuna himself asked him, why did you choose me? I am not superior to Bhishma. I am not superior to Dharma. Like that, he was going on asking, even Bhima, everyone has got superior qualities with them. Whereas I don't even match with any of these persons. For everything, Lord Krishna gave an answer. You must have wisdom. If you are wise, you must know what you want in your life. The goal in your life. Objective of your life. For that, Bhagwan, in various ways he has narrated amusing stories even. Interesting stories. Even children can understand. The philosophical concepts, the difficult concepts, he will tell us some stories. Through those stories, we can understand the message that Bhagwan wants us to know. Milkmaid. There was a milkmaid. Ordinary, simple, humble, poor villager. Illiterate girl. The only profession that she knows is she can bring up cows and milk the cow, and she will go and sell it and come back. She used to sell the milk to one pandit, very learned man. He was a great scholar, Vedic scholar. But from her village, it was far away. But he used to take a lot of milk from her. So she considered him to be a valuable customer. Daily, very early in the morning, she gets up and then she goes in order to give him milk. But on the way, she has to cross a small river. For that, she did not know swimming. So she had to depend upon the boatman in order to take her. One day, he gets wild with her by telling her, "Oh, milkmaid, daily one day you bring it by 7 o'clock, one day by 8 o'clock, one day by 9 o'clock. What do you know? You are a stupid woman. You don't know anything what is given in the scriptures. Do you know Sanskrit?" "I don't know anything. I don't know anything," she says. She admits. Then he says, "It is only because of the fact that he makes me wait for a long time till the many people come. And he gives preference only to the people, those who are of a higher status than mine, because of so many reasons. It is not my fault at all. I will come in time. I get up in time and then I will come in time with milk. So it is not my fault." Whatever it may be, if you know how to think of God in right way and then pray, definitely even a river can give you a way and you can come. You must be sincere. "Sir, I am really sincere, very sincere. I want to come in time. Can you suggest me any way?" "What can I tell you?" "Then one line, I can't tell you slokas also. I can't make you remember slokas. So, let me give you one mantra." Tell me, Swami." She says, "Om Namo Narayanaya." She started repeating it again and again, and she had enormous faith in that statement which was given by that learned man. She started chanting that mantra throughout the day. She was able to come in time. One day he noticed and then he asked her, "How is it that you have started coming in time? Now your boatman, he is not bothering you?" "No, I don't depend upon him." "Then how is it that you reach my place in time?" It is because of the fact, it is only because of you. Because of me. Yes, you only gave me a mantra. And I started chanting that mantra because of that power of the mantra. Power of the mantra, which mantra? He has already forgotten what he has told her. Om Namo Narayanaya. What are you doing? No, I'll be simply chanting it daily. And when I come there, I will think of, I will pray to Bhagavan by telling him that you please help me so that I have to go in time. So that he can do the Abhisheka in time. That's my prayer. Immediately the river will give a way and then I will simply walk straight up to your house. He could not believe. It was he who has read the scriptures. It was he who has imparted this lessons to so many. It was he who told her about the meaning of it, the power of it. It was a mantra, how to do it, everything. It was he who said. But he was not practicing. He was not practicing. She started practicing with faith and she realized the power in it. Then in order to test it, always people, those who think that they are intelligent, they will believe anything only by doing experimenting, by experimentation. So he wants to know what she says was true or not. He goes with her and then she closes her eyes simply and she keeps her hands together, palms together, and she started chanting the mantra, and with his own eyes he could see her walking. The river gives way. Then he thought, the precious mantra is being imparted to her by me. I didn't even take any Guru Dakshana from her. She did not spend time also for that. How is it that she has acquired this much power? I do not know. I doubt very much whether she has followed all rules of chanting a mantra. How is it possible? Let me. I am definitely superior to her. How many years I have been doing japa? How many years I have been giving the same lessons to my students as a teacher, as a preceptor? So, with all these feelings, he started stepping into the river. He was terribly scared of water because he did not know how to swim. Moreover, he had a feeling that he would get wet and he may be washed away by the current. Like that, his mind was full of so many doubts. Naturally, he got himself washed away by the current. Here, through this story, what Bhagavan wants us to know, learn a lesson is, faith is very, 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 very important in order to reach me. Whatever it may be, if you want to be happy, unless and otherwise you want to have faith, you cannot have happiness, bliss. Bliss is the end. The fifth step is God. You will have peace of mind if you have real faith. Unshakable faith you must have. For this, another humorous episode Bhagavan narrates. Wonderful story, beautiful story it is. Deer, all the deer of a forest, they wanted to conduct one conference, it seems. Only Bhagavan can tell such things. There was a conference for deer. All the animals came forward. There was one leader. They started discussing about their problems in that conference. They said, at last, they passed a resolution at the end of the one full day seminar or conference, whatever you call. What was the resolution? They said that we are superior to the dogs because we have got antlers. They don't have. With that we can pierce their stomach, intestines. We can kill them. Yes, yes, yes. Everyone in the whole conference said. So it was written. First resolution. Second one. In what way we are superior to the dogs? We need not be afraid of them. Yes. We have got long feet. We are more fleet-footed than the dogs. So we can run fast. We are superior. Yes, 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 everyone said. So that was also written. Second quality, superior, to say that we are superior to dogs. Third quality, we can jump over, like long jump, jump over all ditches, any obstacle, within no time. Fleet-footed, they are. Whereas dogs cannot do. Yes, yes, we are superior, accepted unanimously by all. So, at the end, we are not supposed to get scared of any dog. We must be courageous. Yes, they said. We will definitely try our best. Immediately, the next moment itself, at a distance, they could hear the barking of a dog. Within no time, all ran away from that place. They fled. All. There was nobody. This is the actual situation that Bhagwan finds among preachers. Scriptures are there. God has given you everything. Whatever may be the religion, the path that you want to follow. He did not say that you have to read this. You have to read this alone. You have to read this alone. He does not say. And regarding Hindu religion, there are not only Vedas, but also in very easy manner, we can understand the stories with high philosophies. That much easy they are. We need not even have a complaint against somebody by saying that we don't know the language, we don't know Sanskrit, we do not have time to sit and then learn all these things, and there is no proper guru in order to teach us all Vedas. I don't have time. You need not have anything. Don't we have time to spend at least 5 minutes in order to read the stories narrated by Bhagwan and probe into it so that we can understand what he wanted to pass on as a message to us? Definitely it will be useful to us. It may be, however small the story may be, whatever may be the story that he has said, it may appear to be a parable. It may be about an ant. It may be about a parrot. It may be about a cough. Any story that Bhagwan has narrated, it has got high philosophy.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Aruna Shiva Akshayalinga Atmalinga Akshayalinga Atmalinga Tejomaya Vigrahalinga
శాంతి పర సుఖదాయక అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ
అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ
అక్షయలింగ ఆత్మలింగ పర సుఖదాయక ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
శివాయ
నమో
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
ఓం
నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
ఓం నమ శివాయ శివాయ నమో
అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణాచల శివ అరుణ శివ
వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ డియర్ లిసనర్స్ వి విల్ నౌ కంటిన్యూ విత్ ద టాక్ బై మిసెస్ సుందరవల్లి సురేష్
Actually, once it so happened that before coming to this, Veda Vyasa, sage Vyasa, he was in a sorrowful mood, sitting like that with his palm on his head on a bank of a river. Narada comes there and then asks him, "Why you are like this? Are you very unhappy? You seem to be very miserable, in a miserable situation. How can a sage be like that?" Then he says, "I am in depressed mood. How could it be?" Narada asks him. Then he answers in this manner. After writing Mahabharata, "Oh, you have read all Vedas and you know the meaning of all the Shastras, and it is you who have written 18 Puranas. And you have written the big, you are called the Sloka Data, 1,25,000 slokas he has written in the form of, with the title of the Mahabharata. Such a great sage you are. How can you be this much unhappy?" "Yes, that makes me feel all the more unhappy, because only with the intention to pass on a message to the future generation, I wrote all these things by understanding all the scriptures. My intention was to make whoever reads any of these, they have to gain happiness in life. They have to get peace of mind. they have to get prosperity. Even I don't have happiness, then how can it convey happiness to the future generation? That makes me feel all the more sad. He says, immediately Narada says, what was the last thing composed by you, written by you, work of art? What did you write? I wrote the Mahabharata, the Itihasa. While writing the Mahabharata, you must have elaborately spoken about the bad forces, because it is a war against two forces, good force and evil force, the Duryodhanas and Pandavas. What was your intention before you started writing? My intention was to talk about these two forces or about the leelas of Bhagwan, the creator. Only about the leelas of Bhagwan. I do not know what made me write about all these things. While you were writing about the wicked characters, your mind got tainted. All the time thinking of Shakuni and then the Duryodhana, Duschadana, all these people. Your mind got polluted, tainted. Because of that, you have got unhappiness. If you go through any story that talks about evil character, villainous character, and if you are going to think of it for a long time, definitely you will feel unhappy. That is why Bhagwan usually, whenever he sees the students, he used to address the students, he used to say, television is televisham. Poison, it will poison your mind. Even today's modern psychologists, they have accepted it. They have proved it also through research. Whatever you see, whatever you think, whatever you say, whatever you hear, everything will have an impact upon your brain, your mind. So always see to it, train your mind in such a way so that the world is mixed with everything, good and bad. You cannot say that I cannot see my eye. The moment when I open my eyes, I see everything. I see the thorn also. When I see the rose, I see the thorn in the plant also. But that should not worry me. For that I have to do sadhana. You must train your mind in such a way so that you have to derive pleasure out of, joy out of rose. By seeing that rose, you should never observe that thorn in your life. For the sake of argument, we can argue in any manner. But this is said by Bhagwan. If you want to be happy in your life, you have to train your mind in such a way that you should never look into the evil things. You should never even think of evil things. You should never read about evil things. You must never listen to people talking about evil people. You should never see evil power or evil things. Say, talk ill of anybody. Never, 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 Bhagwan says. You may think that you are deriving pleasure out of talking ill of somebody. That is momentary. But the moment when you are talking ill of someone, you are swallowing poison, slow poison within. It will turn into jealousy. It will turn into hatred. All evil qualities, it has got so many friends. 6 different friends. Demonic friends. They will come and occupy your heart. And they will chase me away from your heart. The heart that I had given you as a gift by birth, which you have acquired by birth. It was very pure. If it is pure, then definitely I myself will come to you. You need not search for me. I will run towards you. Then with these suggestions given by Narada, he did it. Sage Vyasa, he started writing Bhagavata, the stories of the experience of the devotees. Only about Bhagwan. Think of only God. That will give you happiness. Think of only devotees, those who have enjoyed their lives. Any experience of a devotee, won't it give happiness to us? Let us try whether it gives happiness to us or not. Indira Devi, in 1969, we might have read it, or some of you might have seen or heard. Indira Devi, she was running a yoga center in the California-Mexico border. She was doing yeoman service to the society. Once during that year, 1969, she had never planned to come and attend Bhagwan's birthday. She did not plan for that at all. But when the days are passing by, before 1 week earlier, she started developing, without her knowledge, some urge within herself. I have to go and see Bhagwan in Prashanti Nilayam. She had that feeling. One day, actually this happened, this is an experience narrated by Indira Devi herself. She had a telephone call in her house. She picked up the phone. On behalf of Warner Brothers, they had studios. Warner Brothers, we have got a request to you, madam. Amma, like that they said, Mataji, we have got a request. And will you please do a favor to us? Please let me know, what do you want? Because as we are going to produce documentary film upon Sai Baba, life history of Sai Baba, you please go directly. We don't have time. Now itself you go, tomorrow itself you have to fly to India and take permission from him and come back. We have made all arrangements for you. We will take care of the fare of the ticket for going and coming, and staying for your accommodation also. Everything will be taken care of by Warner Brothers, they said. Then immediately she felt immense pleasure she had. Bhagwan is giving me an opportunity in order to go and participate in the birthday celebrations. She wanted to verify it. She rang up to the manager of the airport, that is Indian Airlines manager. He also approved of the fact that it has already been paid, madam. You can come. This is the time, such and such a time you have to be here, and you can take up the flight and you can go for the return journey also. They have paid. So she felt extremely happy. Los Angeles. She goes there. She takes up the flight. Directly she comes here. Immediately Swami calls her for interview. He creates one Lakshmi medallion for her. She was extremely overjoyed. She totally forgot about the purpose for which she has come. She was spending happy time with pure joy with Bhagwan. Then she had to return. After getting into the aeroplane only, she had a feeling, how is it that I have forgotten? By looking at Swami, I have forgotten everything. My mind was so blank. What? Really, I have committed a sin? Because they have only paid for the trip. I have not spent even a five. And then they are responsible for my happiness. And then without taking permission from Bhagwan, without asking Bhagwan, how can I face them? She got disturbed, agitated. The moment when I get down, I should not go home. Directly I have to get myself pardoned by them. Like that, so many things she had in her mind. And she goes directly to the studio. She took an appointment from them by saying that only on the mission, they have only sent her, and for that I have come here in order to meet them. She got an appointment with them. But they were very much puzzled and surprised also, confused. What is it that you say? Then she said, Only for that purpose I have been sent? No. No, we have not arranged for your trip. And we have not paid for your trip also. We do not know anything about it. And we have never had any plans in order to make a documentary film upon the life history of Sathya Sai Baba. And moreover, we don't know about Sathya Sai Baba. We have not heard of him also. What is it that you say? See, how much it would have been shocking for her. Bhagwan, the master prankster, he knows how to give joy to his own devotees. So many ways, thousands of ways. Even every one of you, if I ask you, you will be in a position to tell us. Share your experiences. Is it not? Happiness. Even when we are going to bring it back to our mental eye, we will be overjoyed. There are so many people like this. Is there anyone who can come forward in order to share your experience which can give enjoyment to everybody? It need not be similar. Bhagwan has got unique ways. Even if he has got 60 millions or billions of devotees, everyone, not two devotees, will have the same experience. I hope at least most of you would have understood what she said. She is not from Puttaparthi, she is from Vijayawada. And before 90th birthday, she had a feeling that it will be better if I attend 90th birthday. She thought like that. That is before, in June, 6 months earlier itself, she had that thought, that's all. The moment when she had that thought, she started praying. Her prayers were answered in a different way, she says. And she asked whether the ticket is can be arranged immediately by 24th of June. Am I correct? She asked for the tickets, and by 27th itself her brother could make arrangement for that. And by 27th she came here and she could enjoy all the celebrations. The programs were going on for 6 months, more than 6 months even. And she could enjoy every day, not only one day celebration. 6 months she has enjoyed it like anything. And so one day while she was partaking food in North Indian canteen, someone asked her, it seems, if you are from here, why don't you do some seva? You can take up some seva. And she has taken up that seva also. So Bhagwan, the moment, I am not a great devotee, the moment when we start praying, see the way in which he has changed my future and he has changed my life, and now I have become sevadal here. For seva, it is the biggest topic. What are the benefits that we get out of seva? Later on, we will discuss with Swami's grace. If I get an opportunity to tell you about seva. Here, what we are able to understand from here is, we may be ordinary souls. We do not know whether we have done penance in the previous lives. And we are not doing any penance. And what is the, we may or may not be spiritual aspirants also. And what is the sadhana that we are doing, we do not know. Because we have got all raga dveshas. We have got our own attachments. We have got our own ego. We have got so many things. We fill our life with so many things in our lives. So in what way we are eligible, we do not know. But God, the ocean of mercy, the moment, once if you are going to think of me, Bangaru, whatever you want, I am ready to fulfill your wish. Now I am reminded of another incident, that is experience of one doctor, Dr. Rangarajan. You might have heard of it. He is a surgeon, very famous surgeon from Tamil Nadu, Madras. Even now he is working there. Above 70 he must be. That devotee's experience, even for the 10th or 20th or 50th time, when I think of it, I used to get delight over it. and he has gone with overjoy from samiti to samiti in order to explain, share his joy with others. Actually, this has happened not many years back, recently only. Recently means within 5 or 10 years maybe, not even 10 years. What happened was, Swami asked him, gave him some task, asked him to visit the UK. When he was in London city, he did so many things. Apart from what Swami has asked him to do also, he started giving discourses in some places. After that, when he has accomplished the mission given by Bhagwan, when the time has come in order to return, after a long time, because he felt as though for a long time he has been missing his favorite food item, that is idli sambar. Hot idli sambar, Tamilian, they loved. Almost daily, most of them, they take idli with sambar. Lot of sambar they take. So when he came, he had a feeling everything was good, but I could not have idli and sambar. If I get hot idli and sambar, the moment when I reach Chennai, I have to have. That feeling he had. See how Swami has fulfilled his wish. He did not wait till he reached Chennai. Before that itself, when he was in the airport of London city, all of a sudden he was waiting for the flight. He looked at, his eyesight fell upon a board which he did not observe before, Ganesh Bhavan. So something struck him, it must be South Indian food they may give, let me go and inquire, there is still time. So he rushes towards that hotel restaurant, and he goes there, and the moment, even before he opens his mouth, there were two people there in the hotel, and they called him, invited him, come sir, come sir, come sir. It is something different for him, but he did not notice that at that time. Notice it. Come sir, there are hot idlis and sambar, do you want? Then to his maximum delight, a plate full of sambar with idlis he got. He swallowed everything, gulped everything, and then he rushed towards his seat. To his heart's content, he had, and he came back directly to Puttaparthi. Then happily, when he got an interview with Bhagwan, Bhagwan asked him, how was the trip? Swami, I enjoyed it like anything, Swami, because I gave there this discourse, and I spoke here, I did this, I did that. So many things he was going on telling, like a child who was listening to the story told by an old person. Swami was looking at him like that from, he was seated on the chair. Like that 20 minutes. At the end, when he stopped, but you never mentioned anything about idli and sambar that you got in London airport. Swami, really, I got it, Swami. I got it in Ganesh Bhavan. Now you go and see whether Ganesh Bhavan is there in London airport. He could not believe. Swami has created the board and the hotel. Two people, idli, sambar, made him take it. The truth. Anything he can do. This V.K. Narasimhan. Prakladan sir is here. He is giving speeches also. His own father. His experience. He was associate professor. Associate editor of Sanatana Sarathi. During Kasturi's period. Kasturiji was editor. Actual editor. He was associate editor. Swami chose him in order to attend a conference in Rome. He went there. V.K. Narasimhan. He went there with full preparation. He was a very learned man. He was not an ordinary person. Very famous also. He went there with full confidence, taking everything. This Dr. Sara Pavan from Australia, thinking that he... Swami would have sent Kasturiji, let me clear off some doubts, because they had to issue some Sai letters or Sai journals for the first time in their center. So I can get some tips from him. I can get cleared of my doubts. So I have to meet him before the conference. He thought afterwards there may not be time. And during conference time also I may not find time to do. Meet him. So leisurely I would like to spend some time with him and take some points. He thought. With that thought he came to meet him. He found out that he was sent instead of Kasturiji. Anyway, he was also involved in Sanatana Sarathi, editing Sanatana Sarathi. At that time he said, yes, yes, definitely I'll help you. He brought everything with him. And in the hotel, they were seated. Three-seater sofa was there. And on one side, Dr. Sara Pavan. And the other corner, he was seated, V.K. Narasimhan. And they left the middle seat vacant. They were speaking to each other. At that time, he was searching something from his suitcase. What is it? At last, he said that, I'm not able to find out my own spectacles. Because he started shivering with the thought that tomorrow, the following day, how I am going to manage with the conference. At that time, he said, he himself said it to him, only Swami Bhagwan, you have to help me. What will I do? How will I cut a sorry figure in front of everyone? Because it is an international symposium or conference for which you have sent me with lot of hopes. And if I am not able to carry out your task, what will happen to me? Like that, so many things in his mind, lot of agitated he was. Then he made a huge cry like a child. Swami, nobody can come to my rescue other than you, he said by closing his eyes. Really, it happened in that hotel from nowhere, from the ceiling. His own spectacles got dropped. With a thud, it fell on the middle seat and then it fell down on the choir mat which was kept there, the floor. He took it with eyes brimming with tears. When he came here after the work was over, the moment when he faced Bhagwan, Swami, how was it? How was your trip? How did it go on? Bhagwan asked. He said, he started explaining what all happened there. Then Bhagwan asked him, what about your spectacles which you forgot in Bangalore itself? Only the case you took it and you left it. Swami, it appeared as though somebody dropped it. Somebody. I had to come to Rome in order to give it to you, Swami said with his own mouth. His own words. Anything Bhagwan will give you. Give us. With that faith, if we try ourselves in order to associate ourselves with Bhagwan, it is not necessary that we need physical proximity. Think of him. Think of his name. Any one of thousands of names that he has got. And immediately, if we start practicing, that is the sadhana that Bhagwan wants us to do. Daily, the rupa will come and it can never be erased off from our heart. Always he will come and reside. Then why should we bother about anything, whether we are going to survive for 120 years or only 120 minutes or 120 days. Whatever it may be, what will happen to me? Will my son take care of me? Will my daughter take care of me? What will happen to this and that? I have got this disease or so many things. What is it that you are going to worry? When I am there, the moment when you start worrying about your future, that shows that you don't have faith in me, Bhagwan says. I will move away from that place, because you think that you are the master of your own life, then you solve your own problems. So let us all pray together in order to have Bhagwan's name and rupa always in our heart, so that he will come to our rescue of what is to be done in our future. I thank Bhagwan for having given me an opportunity in order to share what I have understood from what he has said. And I thank you for your patient listening.
ಈಶ್ವರಾಂಬ ಪ್ರಿಯನಂದನ
ಜಗದೋದಾರಿಣಿ ಮಾತಾ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಜಗದೋದಾರಿಣಿ
ಮಾತಾರಿಣಿ ಮಾತಾ ದುರ್ಗಾ
ಜಗದೋದಾರಿಣಿ ಮಾತಾ ದುರ್ಗಾ ಜಗದೋದಾರಿಣಿ
ಮಾತಾರಿಣಿ
जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
जागो जागो माँ जागो जागो
माँ जागो जागो माँ जननी
జగ జగదోదారిణి మా, జగ జగదోదారిణి మా, జగ జగో జగో మా, జగో జగో మా జననీ,
జగో మా జగో జగో మా, జగో జగో మా జననీ.
హే దుర్గ దేవి రణ చండి దేవి, హే శివ రమణ జగో మా, జగో జగదోదారిణి మా,
జగో జగదోదారిణి మా,
జగదోదారిణి మాతా దుర్గా, జగదోదారిణి మా. శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో,
శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర
శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో,
శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో.
భవహర పురహర పుట్ట పరితీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సదాశివో, పుట్ట పరితీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సదాశివో, ఓం శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో,
శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర
చల బాల శివ కాలకూటర బాల శివ,
చల బాల శివ కాలకూటర బాల శివ,
కైలాసా చల బాల శివ కాలకూటర బాల శివ,
కైలాసా చల బాల శివ.
లీలాలస బాల శివ లీలా తాండవ బాల శివ,
లీలాలస బాల శివ లీలా తాండవ బాల శివ,
కే లీలాలస బాల శివ లీలా తాండవ బాల శివ,
లీలాలస బాల శివ
శివ శివ శివ శివ శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో,
శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో.
భవహర పురహర పుట్ట పరితీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సదాశివో, శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో,
శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో.
కైలాసా చల బాల శివ కాలకూటర బాల శివ,
కైలాసా చల బాల శివ కాలకూటర బాల శివ,
బాల శివ లీలా తాండవ బాల శివ 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 శిరిడి పురీశ్వర శంభో శంకర సాంబ శివో శ్రీరామ రామ రామ రఘువీరా రామ
జయ హనుమా Day.